ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नम तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाङ्क्षाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
तो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर फर्स्ट एंटाइटल्ड द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड इट इज इंट्रोडक्शन and text we will do 9. Please repeat after me.
Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehad Brajam Gataha Kovasam Gyati Bhisardham कृतवान् सात्वतां पतिः कस्मात् वै मुकुन्दः कृष्ण हु कैन अवार्ड लिबरेशन टू एवरी वन। भगवान् द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड
पितुः ऑफ हिज फादर वसुदेव गेहात फ्रॉम द हाउस व्रजम टू वृंदावन धाम सॉरी टू ब्रज धाम ब्रज भूमि गतः वेंट क्वा वेयर वासम प्लेस्ड हिमसेल्फ टू लिव ज्ञातिभिः हिज रिलेटिव्स सार्धम विथ कृतवान डिड सो सात्वताम पतिः द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल वैष्णव डिवोटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड कॉर्पोरेट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की Why did Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, leave the house of his father, Vasudev, and transferred himself to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan? Where did the Lord, the master of the Jadu dynasty, live with his relatives in Vrindavan? These are inquiries about the itinerary of Krishna. Just after his birth in the house of Vasudev in Mathura, Krishna transferred himself to the Gokul on the other side of the Jamuna. And after some day, he moved with his father, mother and other relatives to the Nandagram. Vrindavan. Maharaj Parikshit was very much eager to hear about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. This entire canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of activities performed in Vrindavan and Dwarka. The first 40 chapters describe Krishna's Vrindavan affairs and the next 50 describe Krishna's activities in Dwarka. Maharaj Parikshit, to fulfill his desire to hear about Krishna, requested Sukdev Goswami to describe these activities in full details. About Srimad Bhagavatam, very celebrated statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chari Ved Dadhi Bhagavata Navanit Mathile Na Suk Khaile Na Parikshit. Phir se dekhe. Chari Ved Dadhi, all four Vedas or Vedic literature is compared as a Dadhi, yogurt. Chari Ved Dadhi and Bhagavat Navneet Butter. If all Vedic literature is compared to Dadhi, yogurt, then Bhagavatam is Navneet, the most essential part of the yogurt. Mathilena Suk. Mathilena means who did the churning part? चरणी मंथन किसने किया मथिलेन सुख सुखदेव गोस्वामी चरण दैट योगर्ट दधि एंड खाइलेन एंड हु डिड ईट दिस वन परीक्षित चारि वेद दधि भागवत नवनीत मथिलेन सुख खाइलेन परीक्षित तो हियर वी हैव रिसेंट जस्ट few days ago we had entered in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the time when we get ready to study Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, means before that, entering in 10th canto, we must have firm conviction that Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. This must be understood by going through nine cantos. And also we must understand the Krishna Leela. It is happening, taking place on spiritual platform, not on material platform. So this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially it meant for relishing, aswadan ke liye hai. Previously we are learning many things, Krishna about Prakriti, how Prakriti and Maya, everything. But this touch canto, we must get ready to relish. Aswadan of karna hai. So we understand in ninth canto, description of Surya Bansh and Chandra Bansh. Kathito Bansh Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo. Towards the end of ninth canto, while Sukadeva Goswami was describing the dynasty of moon, Chandra Bansh, then in that dynasty one very glorious personality appeared, took birth, was Jadu Maharaj. And since Krishna appeared in the dynasty of Jadu, so towards the end of ninth canto, Sukadeva Goswami gave a brief description of Krishna Lila. Described Krishna Lila. Avatirja Jadur Bamse Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Kritvanyani Vishwatma Tani Nopada Vishtarat. So, Parikshit Maharaj, in the beginning of 10th canto, requested, inquired, Avatirja Jadur Bamse. Krishna appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Jadur. Kritvanyani Vishwatma. And Vishwatma, the Supreme Personality of Krishna, when he appeared in the Jadubansh, Kritvan, whatsoever he did, Tani no vada vistarat. Now, Sukadeva Goswami, it is time, I have enough time. Though I am fasting since 4 or 5 days, this was approximately 5th day of Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaja's hearing katha. 7 days he heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Out of 7 days, almost 4 or 5 days are gone. So, Kritvanya Tani no vada vistarat. Krishna appeared in the dynasty of Jadu. Please tell me elaborately, not in brief, about his glorious activities and character. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked about, though I have no qualification to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, I have no any spiritual qualification still, because I got opportunity, privilege to associate with you, Sukadeva Goswami, that is reason why, by mercy of your association, or your mercy, I got eagerness, jigyasa, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, pastime of Krishna. So please, describe glorious pastime of Krishna. This was a general request from Sukadeva Goswami by Parikshit Maharaj. Now this particular verse, now he asked a particular question about Krishna. Previous verse was Rohinyas Tanayas Prokto Rama Samkarsanastaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Bina. Parikshit Maharaj asked that in towards the end of ninth canto, when Sukadeva Goswami was describing about dynasty of Jadu Maharaj, in there he has described Vasudev by the womb of Rohini begot son such as Balram, God, Durmad and Vipul. So when description was going for Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami was describing that Vasudev has many wives. One wife was Rohini, and in the womb of Rohini, Vasudeva begot many sons, and the first son, eldest son of Rohini was Balaram. This description I'll describe. And again, when he was describing about Devaki, then he described that Vasudeva begot 8 sons in the womb of Devaki. This description is also in 9th canto. Vasudeva begot many sons in the womb of Rohini, and the first was Balaram. And when he was describing that Vasudeva begot 8 sons in the womb of Devaki, and the 7th son was Balaram. This has already described. Based on this description, Parikshit Maharaj Rohinyash Tanayah Purukta, once you say that Balaram was the son of Rohini, and same time you describe that Balaram was the 7th son of Devaki. Devakya garkuto dehantaram binam, one boy, one child becomes son of two different mother with the same body. How it is possible? Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki, Sri La Prabhupada. So one personality, Balaram. How come that Balaram was son of Devaki and same time he was son of Rohini as well? First son of Rohini and 7th son of Devaki. Kuto dehantaram bina. This was yesterday we have discussed, this verse was discussed. So next, this was Kasman Mukundo. Next question, Parikshit Maharaj. Really, if we want to relish the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we must understand for the question part. We must understand what Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehat Brajam Gata. For what reason Krishna gave up the house of his own father Vasudev and Brajam Gata? So this is an inquiry about Mathura Parityag. How come that Krishna left Mathura and went to the Brajam, here Gokul, Mahavan. Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehat Brajam Gata. Why Krishna leave house of his own father Vasudev, city of Mathura, and went to Braj, Gokul, Armahavan. Ko vasam gyativhi sardham. And when Krishna transferred himself from Mathura to Vrindavan, Braj area, first in Gokul, and then from Gokul to here, Chattikara, and from Chattikara to Nandagam. So Prabhupada had described that Parikshit Maharaj inquiring the itinerary. Itinerary means when you plan a journey, when you are planning going somewhere, journey, then you also decide the route, which route I have to go, and plus you decide the places where you go. Itinerary. Route of his journey and places of his journey. Kwa basham gyati vi sardham. And when Krishna went in the Braj area, along with his associate, where did he live? After Krishna left Mathura, he went to Gokul, first time Gokul, approximate Sanatana Goswami described that three or four months, Krishna lived in Gokul. And after that Krishna moved here, Krishna exactly crossed the river, all the associates of Krishna cross the river Jamuna near Vrindavan and Chatikara area. They live for approximately 3 years and 4 months. And then after Krishna went to Nandgaon, and in Nandgaon he was stationed up to 11th year. Altogether Krishna lived 11th year in Brajadham. So rest of time Krishna spent in Nandgaon. And from Nandgaon, Krishna returned, went to Mathura, and there Krishna delivered Mathura Kamsa. And after living approximately 18-20 years in Mathura, from there Krishna moved to Dwarka. So here basically question, Kasman Mukundo, Kasmat Heto, for what reason? Pitu Gehat, from the house of Vasudev, exactly this was Krishna appeared not in the house of Vasudev. Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. Pitu Gehat means at moment, at that time, Vasudev was residing there, living there. Pitu Gehat, Pita, Mathura. Pitu Gehat, house of father. You know, first Parikshit Maharaj inquired, such a glorious place. The resting place of all opulences. Mathura is such a glorious city. Ajodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kasi, Kanchi, Avantika, Puri, Dwaravati, Chaiva, Saptaka, Muktidayaka. On the earthly planet, there are seven cities. Simply by living there, a person becomes qualified, eligible to get liberation. He becomes free from. He gets freedom from all repeated cycle of birth and death. Mathura is such a glorious city. Residence of Vasudevji. Resting place of all opulences. Also in Mathura, Bhaktirasamir Sindhu described that simply by Aho Madhupuri Dhanyam Sorgat Vaikuntha cha gariyasi dinam ekam nivasena haro bhakti prajayate. Mathura is such a glorious place. It's better than, more elevated, more glorious than even Vaikuntha. Simply by living there over a night, dinam ekam nivasenam, if someone person get opportunity live in Mathura for one night, one day, dinam ekam nivasena haro bhakti prajayate. Hari bhakti, bhakti for Krishna, a spontaneous attraction for Krishna you can get, we can get simply by living in Mathura. Mathura is such a glorious place, opulent place. Beside, this is the mother town or father town. Pitakanya, such a glorious town. How come that Krishna left there? Especially Piturgeha, the house of father, parents, for an infant child, it is like most comfortable place. The how Krishna cast away his affection, love for mother and father, and left them in a such a awkward position. Mother Devaki and Vasudev, they were in prison and Krishna was their son, and they were such a awkward position. Mother Devaki was in prison since many years. Her 6 children were killed. Never ever her eyes become dry. Always she was wet. She was crying. Vasudev, such an affectionate father, he did everything. He took all trouble to get Krishna as a 8th son. And as soon as Krishna appeared, he cast off all affection and he left Mathura. It was not good. It was not befitting in the part of Krishna. if son should help mother and father, not that took birth and immediately run away from the house. This was from the Krishna side. And Parikshit Maharaj was in and how come that Devaki and Vasudev become so cruel? Such a handsome, attractive, cute boy, son has taken place, taken birth in their life. He deserves, the boy, the cute boy deserves all affection, love, protection from the parents. But they, what they did, they throw away in other house. How come that Devaki Vasudev become so cruel towards his newly born child? The child, first he has taken shelter in the womb of mother Devaki for many months, and he came out, and mother becomes so cruel. Ladka janam liya, dusre ghar ke phek diye. How it is? They should have not done it. It is Vedic literature. For a proper growth of a child, psychologically and physically, the affection of mother and father, protection of mother and father, most essential. Without the father's protection and mother affection, a child could not make a proper smooth growth, either physically or psychologically, psychic. So how come that Vasudev and Devaki throw the boy in other house? It is described that for a newly born child, pita ka ashray, shelter and protection of father, and affection, vatsalya, and lap, god of a mother is most comfortable place. A child deserves it. बच्चे को जरूरत होती है कि माता का गोद, उसका स्नेह और पिता का आश्रय, प्रोटेक्शन. बट दैट फादर एंड मदर सच बिकम सच ए क्रूअल पर्सनालिटी, सच ए क्यूट क्यूट सुंदर हैंडसम ब्यूटीफुल अट्रैक्टिव बॉय. ही वॉज नॉट हैंडीकैप्ड, ही वॉज वेरी नाइस, एवरी लिम्स आर वेरी एक्टिव ब्यूटीफुल. इवन एन एंट, एक चीटी भी अपने अंडे को नहीं फोड़ती है. इवन एन एनिमल ऑल्सो, दे प्रोटेक्ट देयर चाइल्ड, दे डोंट थ्रो देयर चाइल्ड अदर हाउस. बट हाउ कम द देवकी एंड बोस्त, आई सून एज बॉय टुक बिल्थ, द बेबी टुक बर्थ, इमीडिएटली दे थ्रू अवे इन द हाउस ऑफ अदर अदर अदर्स हाउस. सो क्वेश्चन इज हाउ कम, what was the reason Krishna left the house of his father, Mathura city, and went to Gokul in the protection of Nanda Maharaj? What could be reason? This is a question. We must understand the question of Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj was asking about the reason. What was the reason Krishna left Mathura, Devaki and Vasudev, house of Devaki and Vasudev, and Krishna took shelter of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda in Mahabharata? What could be reason? This is question. We understand question. Superficially, we understand. You know, everyone, all of you must be knowing what was the reason Krishna left Mathura. At least superficially, out of fear of concern. There was a risk to be killed. If Krishna would stay there, he would have stayed a few hours there in the prison house. Certainly he would be killed. His six brothers were killed. Seventh, nobody knows where. Eighth was this one. He was running a high risk by residing in Mathura. Means he was a running high risk to be killed. So superficially, at least सुपरफिशियली कंस भयात आउट ऑफ फियर ऑफ कंस ब्रज महाबनम गमनम बट इट कुड नॉट बी पॉसिबल. कृष्ण इज भगवान हियर. कस्मान मुकुंदो भगवान. भगवान मीन्स फुल ऑफ ऑल सिक्स ऑपुलेंसेस सदैश्वर्य संपन्न. आउट ऑफ सिक्स ऑपुलेंस वन इज स्ट्रिंग बॉल. कृष्ण इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी. इन कंपेरिजन टू कृष्ण एक्सटेंथ ऑफ कंस वॉज नथिंग. इवन पर्सनिफाई फियर हिमसेल्फ गेट फियर अफ्रेड ऑफ कृष्ण. सो यू से दैट कृष्ण लेफ्ट द हाउस आउट ऑफ फियर ऑफ कंस. इट कुड नॉट बी पॉसिबल. भगवान सिक्स बॉल एक्सटेंथ वेल्थ ब्यूटी नॉलेज रिपुटेशन एंड वैराग रिनाउंसिएशन ऑल द सिक्स. तो हियर इज कस्मान मुकुंदो भगवान. सुपरफिशियली आउटवर्ल्ड वी नो दैट कृष्ण लेफ्ट मथुरा आउट ऑफ फियर ऑफ कंस बट इट कुड नॉट बी पॉसिबल. सो देन व्हाई ही लेफ्ट. वी नो दैट कृष्ण हियर इन कस्मान मुकुंद. मुकुंद मीन्स द कृष्ण वन नेम ऑफ मुकुंद बिट बिकॉज कृष्ण अवार्ड्स लिबरेशन टू एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी मुक्ति. इफ समवन टेक्स शेल्टर इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण इमीडिएटली ही गेट्स फ्रीडम फ्रॉम रिपीटेड साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. बिकम्स कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रीडम फ्रॉम. सो हिज मुकुंद एंड कृष्ण कंस डिजर्व लिबरेशन. वन रीजन ऑफ कोर्स टुवर्ड्स द एंड कृष्ण अवॉइडेड लिबरेशन मुक्ति टू कंस. सो इन ऑर्डर टू अवॉइड मुक्ति लिबरेशन फॉर कंस टू कंस एंड ऑल्सो इन ऑर्डर टू फ्री हिज पेरेंट्स नंद एंड यशोदा सॉरी देवकी एंड वसुदेव. कृष्ण वुड हैव स्टेड देयर इन मथुरा. इट वॉज नीड. पेरेंट्स वेयर इन ट्रबुल इन सच ए ऑकवर्ड पोजिशन. दे आर इन डिस्ट्रेस एंड ऑल्सो वन रीजन कृष्ण अपियर टू अवॉइड लिबरेशन टू कंस. कंस वॉज देयर इन मथुरा. देवकी वसुदेव इज इन मथुरा एंड ही इज मुकुंद मीन्स वन हु अवॉइड्स लिबरेशन. तो दीज थ्री पर्सन दे वेरी इक्विटली वे आर वेरी सीरियसली दे नीड लिबरेशन. देवकी वसुदेव लिबरेशन फ्रॉम प्रिजन हाउस एंड कंस लिबरेशन फ्रॉम रिपीटेड साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. सो ही शुड हैव स्टेड देयर but instead he cast off his all he forget all duty and left to he went to Nandaga. So answer of course in the later part. This is a question we must understand little itinerary since Prabhupada here talks about the itinerary of Krishna. So Krishna appeared in Mathura and right after appearance, birth, immediately Krishna left. Of course, Vasudev ji carried Krishna to Mahavan, Gokul, and Vasudev ji exchanged Krishna. Vasudev ji put Krishna on the bed of Mother Yashoda. By the time Mother Yashoda has given birth, female child, baby, and Vasudev ji took the female child, girl of Mother Yashoda and returned back in Mathura. There Krishna lived approximately 3 years and 3-4 months in Gokul. From there Krishna traveled along with all associates, Brajvasi, Nand Baba, Upanand, Mother Yashoda, everyone. he came to here, Chatikara, again, similar, same duration of period, Krishna lived in Chatikara. After that, Krishna went to Nandagaon, and this is the place, Nandagaon is the place where Akururji came from Mathura, and from Mathura, Krishna transferred himself from Nandagaon, Krishna went to Mathura. While Krishna was traveling from Nandagaon to Mathura, he came this place, Panchkoshi, Vrindavan also, Akururja Rath. This time Krishna was riding on Rath. The Rath came here in Mathura also. And in this direction, there is Ashok Ban. Bhatrona, place is Bhatrona. Akrur Ghat, that is located in Ashok Ban. We know that there are 12 forests in Braj, prominent for Braj. Prominent forest, and there are 12 upavan. One of upavan of Vrindavan is Ashok Ban, where Vasudevji, where Akururji stayed for time being. Of course, by the time he reached there in Akrur Ghat, it was noon time, so Akrur has to perform, he chant Gayatri Mantra, noon Gayatri. For that purpose, Akururji took a holy dip in the Jamuna River on Akrur Ghat, and Krishna Balaram were seated on the chariot. And then, of course, again, Akururji came out from the water of Jamuna. He performed his rituals of Gayatri Mantra chanting, and then he took Krishna to Mathura. In purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 90 chapters. Out of 90 chapters, 40 chapters are dedicated to describe the pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. 40 chapters. Of course, beginning there was introduction about how Krishna appeared in Brahma, but most of Krishna pastime took place here in Vrindavan, that is described in the 40 chapters. And again, remaining 50 chapters, pastime of Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka, altogether 90 chapters. And also 40 chapters Vrindavan pastime, and 10 chapters again Mathura pastime, Mathura pastime, 41 to 51, 11th chapter, 11th chapter Mathura, and remaining 39 chapter description about Dwarika Lila. So Prabhupada here talks about Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehat Brajam Gata. What was the reason Krishna left the opulent residence of his father Mathura and went to the Mahaban in the shelter of, in the ashray of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda? And while living in Brajadham, which places he made his residential place of Krishna? Every single day Krishna was taking care, herding the cow in different forests. But towards the end of the day, Krishna used to return. And there are 4 or 5 places which is considered Kwa Vasam Gyati Bhisardha, where Krishna did live. That description is there. So, question part is clear. Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehat Brajam Gata Kwa Vasam Gyati Bhisardham Kritvan Satvatam Pati. In a commentary of in this verse and this chapter, this region is described. Of course, Krishna is the supreme personality of it, Swayam Bhagavan. So, giving liberation is not the work, duty of the Swayam Bhagavan. any incarnation is eligible, qualified and give liberation. Krishna is one Mukti Data and one is Prem Data. At least this point, Kamsa did not want any Prem from Krishna. So no question of staying here. He appeared for Prem Data. So Brajavasi, they were hankering, they are very eagerly waiting for that reason in order to give protection and spontaneous love for Brajavasi. Krishna left Mathura and entered Brajadham, Vrindavan. And this he did for continuous 11 years, Premadan. And towards the end of 11th years, Krishna returns and he gave Mukti for Kamsa. And Vasudeva and Devaki were released from prison house. Of course, between also they have lived outside of prison house. But eventually Krishna, free parents, Devaki and Vasudeva from the prison house. So here we are, this statement, this shloka is spoken by Parikshit Maharaj. He is inquiring about the reason why Krishna left Mathura and entered Vrindavan Braja. I think I should stop here. If you have any question or comment, you have no. Next, Braje Basan Ki Makaro. Elogadiction. Actually, next question, Braje Basan. While Krishna was living in Vrindavan, Kim Akarot, what he did while living? Madhupuriyam, and again, while Vrindavan and when Madhupuri, means Mathura and Dwarka, and very surprised, he was very much surprised. Parikshit Maharaj very much surprised. Bhratram Chavadhit. Krishna did one very abominable thing. What that is? Bhratram Chavadhit Kansam. Matu Bhratram. Krishna did such an abominable thing. He killed whom? Brother of his own mother. तो कोई मामा का बध है तो पाप इतना पाप है. मामा इज इक्वल टू फादर. मामा एंड फादर. कंस वाज, बिकॉज ही वाज मामा ऑफ कृष्ण, सो ही वाज इक्वली वर्शिपेबल एज वसुदेव जी. वसुदेव एंड कंस वेयर ऑन इक्वल लेवल, सो फार दे डिजर्व ऑनर एंड रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम कृष्ण. He was as good as Krishna's father, mama. But bhratram chavadhit, matu bhar bhratram, brother of mother, means mama. ऐसा पाप कृष्ण ने क्यों किया? अरे क्या पड़ गया था कि directly यार दूसरे से मरवा दिए होते. There are many associates, but directly. Bhratram Chavadhit Kansam Matur Adha, directly with his own hand, with his own palm, he crushed Vasudev Kansa. This Parikshit Maharaj ka matha phat raha tha, ye gyan sama nahi raha tha, ye kaise kar diya? Are mama ka koi badh manega? Never ever this type of killing, never sanctioned, never approved in any scripture. Rather it is very much abominable, but Krishna did. Bhratram cha avadhit. He killed his own mama with his own hand. So this is a question. How How come that Krishna did such an abominable thing? Anyhow, any other
Kirtavan Sattvatam. Sattvat means Prabhupada is devotee. Vaishnava devotees. Director. Krishna is Pati means protector. Krishna is protector, maintainer of Vaishnava devotee. Kirtavan Sattvatam Pati. Kirtavan means.
Sometimes gopis, you know, mention Sattvatam Kule. The same word
Sattvat. In the Jadu Maharaj dynasty, they are Vishnu, Shashwat, Andhak, and they are the one is one was Sattvat. Sattvat means this is the one of dynasty of Jadu. Jadu, Vishnu, and as a, there are seven all different the Kuri. So Sattvat means here, Sattvat means devotee. Sattvatampati means protector of, maintainer of devotees. Okay, sir. Krishna came here. Purport me, na. Anyhow, Krishna came in order to protect his devotee. Of course, Vasudeva, Devaki, they were also devotee, but certainly the Nand Baba, Jaswada, and Brajavasi, their position was more glorious, they are more attached. Okay, so here I should ask. Granthra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.